wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
I saw the P. Diddy video yesterday on CNN.
Slapping a bitch. Yeah,
the best part is just him chasing down the girl. Yeah. He's wearing a towel running down the hallway. Like, imagine, like, if you're in this upscale L.A. hotel and you just open the door to go in the hallway in your room and P. Diddy's running in a towel. I'd start running, too, thinking there's, like, a tiger behind him or something.
Yeah. Everyone knew he was... Creepy,
comments about him being like a top tier, being like, oh, it's just kind of impressive that in a towel,
yeah,
keeping a towel up with one hand and just like knocking somebody out in a hallway. Like, that's like, that takes practice.
Yeah, it's not your first time, eh? But
you know why he smacked that girl? He found out.
For a reason?
Yeah, he found out that, she didn't vote in 2004.
Terrible.
Vote or die!
But from the moment we saw P. Diddy talk, it's not like we all knew, but we kind of knew there was something weird about P. Diddy.
Yeah, he's an absolute no talent. That's what's funny about
it. It was in his chin. It was really in his chin.
So the reason that why P. Diddy was popular is because his samples.
Because he got his friend murdered.
Oh, Biggie, yeah. God. The saga continues by Diddy. He's just using Sirius, the Chicago Bulls song, to come out, too. Like, of course that's going to be a hit.
Yeah, how could that not be good?
And then Been Around the World is Let's Dance by David Bowie, and Victory is Rocky, All About the Benjamins. I don't know what this one is, but Can't Hold Me Down is Grandmaster Flash. Like, yeah, he just uses like amazing samples from I guess 20 years ago at that time that most kids didn't know. Like, I didn't know Let's Dance by Bowie, so I thought this was P. Diddy's song. Oh, this is great, you know.
Oh,
screw him. Or Come With Me from the Godzilla soundtrack. It's just Kashmir by Led Zeppelin. Like, he just,
yeah, that's all he did,
takes the best songs and raps over them. So 20 years ago would be me for me. American Idiot by Green Day or something like that. Yeah. Oh, this Carter guy.
Carter, I really want to hear you rap over American Idiot by Green Day, please. Please.
I just can't think of a pop song from 2004 off the top of my head. 2004. No, sorry.
Who was playing the ride better than Tico?
Ooh, him. His Infernal Majesty. That was the band. Dark Light, baby.
Could you turn Grad Song into a rap?
Which Grad Song?
Green Day's.
Oh, Time of Your Life?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that your grad song too? Because
I thought it was called Grad Song.
No, it's Good Riddance. It's called Good Riddance, Time of Your Life. Yeah.
Okay.
I did graduate in 2003, and that was one. And Here's to the Night by Eve Six. And We're Here for a Good Time, Not for a Long Time by Trooper. Those, like, just, yeah, very cliche grad songs.
Definitely played that last year in front of an arena of people at grad.
Trooper?
We're Here for a Long Time. That was at Super Grad last year.
That's a staple at Flint Flon Bomber games, let me tell you. It was a double episode, Brent, at night, so that was 17, yep. And then... Sorry, my dog just fell down upstairs. Yeah, and so
your
I was just
dog
like...
dog fell down?
She's 14 years old. She's out of control. Can we talk about Trevor's condo board or no?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, just read the frickin' letter. No.
Oh, I don't know. It's just another day being president here.
So just you're still president of the condo board?
Yeah, even though I tell them to not make me president.
Yeah, things have gone as expected with the condo.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't want to do this. Why am I doing this?
You're the only one with a life.
I am.
You're the only one with a job.
It's ridiculous, Carter.
You're the man in charge. You know what, Trevor? You're really busy, and you keep up to things, so you should be leading this condo board there.
As we're building a new phase.
I'm surprised they haven't forcibly removed you yet.
Oh, they don't have to forcibly remove me. I'm going to beg someone to run against me at the next AGM. I don't listen to anything anymore. I just don't. They come and knock on my door and I don't answer. That's nice. Where we're at. I don't answer my door.
Which is too bad because you were friendly with them and games and stuff, but then they turn into just a business.
No, it's not. They're just bored.
They're
just like, I literally get an email from one of them every time a truck drives over the driveway. Like sometimes if three trucks drive over the driveway to the construction, I get three emails in the day. Another truck just drove by. It's like, okay.
I'm going to go lie down and block their path. Thank you for informing me.
Did you know that that's what he wanted us to do with the digging to the water main? He wanted us to physically block them while he was away. If they didn't sign the papers that he made up. There's a guy who makes up papers for the contractor to sign that mean nothing. And then he said, if they don't sign them, we need to block them from coming in. It's like, you can't, if they have a permit to do it, you can't just lay in front of them. And he literally wanted people to lay in front of a construction company.
Typical BC hippie. Chain yourself to a tree, why don't you?
Just losers. Just a bored lot of losers. The only good thing is they'll all be dead and I'll still be here. And that makes me happy.
Aren't you guys moving to a 55 plus?
Yeah, right.
You're not going to be forcibly removed off the board. You're going to be forcibly removed off the premises.
Yeah, right. No, well, we got a property manager now. That was my first thing. And now that that's done, it's just like, don't even talk to me. Leave me alone. Go through the property management company that we're paying. Bye. I mean,
as president, the only job I have is hiring and firing the property manager.
Yep. No, it's been it's gone exactly as Brett said. It's going exactly how you expected it to go. It's just like everybody comes in with their feelings hurt every day. You guys, it's like, guys, it's just a building. It's just some buildings that are in really good shape. Like
we need to find this letter. It's I don't know if it's as good as the bass player email, but it might be. There's not as much vitriol. There's a little bit more respect in the bass player one. But it's good.
It wasn't that bad. I didn't even think about sending that one. I just sent it.
It's a building. No one's dying. Someone drove over the road. Sent an email.
It's just they have nothing better to do. Just nothing better to do. Just a couple of them, and they just want to get up everybody's butt and live there.
It's cozy.
Well, and that's the new thing, too, is we're going to get rid of a bunch of the board.
Uh-oh.
You're only supposed to have 7 people on the board, and I think we have like 9 or 10 already, and it's just like, guys. And we're getting a new building, so they need people from it, too, so we should have like 2, 2, and 2. Which means there's going to be like half of the board is going to be cut, which is going to be awesome.
In all seriousness, is there a single rule that is being followed at this condo?
It's
no
a
one
joke.
No one under 40. Okay. Can't rent these out. Yeah, you did. No pets. Is that one? Is there people with pets?
Oh, the tons of pets now.
Yeah. Now it's 55 plus. Only 5 people on the board. Nothing's being followed. And you know who's really it's upsetting? That guy with the paperwork.
Yeah.
These are notarized like documents.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
one's listening to me.
He wanted us to literally block construction. It's like, what are you talking about? He wanted to rope off our driveway, like that we used to get into the building. He wanted to barricade us, make us drive down like a war zone. Just to prove a point. It's like, no, what if there's an ambulance? I had a stroke last year and the ambulance literally had to come to my house. And if we chained off the access, they wouldn't know how to get. Like, yeah, no.
You'll be taking those secret logging trails out of town in your ambulance. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, what are you talking about, man? It's a truck driving over some cement. I call the cement the Gaza Strip now. It's the most contested and important piece of land on the planet, apparently, exactly. is our parking lot.
Oh, too good.
I basically just make fun of them all now.
I would love to see their group chat that doesn't involve you, how much they make fun of you.
I don't give a crap. You know where the meetings are? My house.
Oh. Yeah.
Come in. Hey, sit down. Shut up. Let's go.
You know what I would not have, Brent? Any food or drink supplied by Trevor at his house. Yeah. I'm on the condo board.
It's just so petty, too. It's just so petty, the whole thing. It's just, they're just all, like, there's nobody that's not a loser. It's kind of one building versus the other right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the property manager came. To see the things, but only the people in my building met with him, which was not my design. It was like I was during work, and I just came at my lunch to meet him quickly. But it was just a bunch of people from my building and nobody from the other building. I was like, "Really good guys, good job. That really seems honest and genuine, right? Just give him your side of everything." So I had to send him a big email. I'm like, "Just ignore all of them." They only want one thing. I'm on their side for most things, but this isn't how it's supposed to be. You know, like, do you notice that nobody from the other building was there? It's like, that's important. You know, like, I don't care, but I don't want to be unfair either, right? Like, it's really scummy to arrange a meeting with the property manager and only one building knows about it, right? Like, ugh. But it's just typical. Like, it's just, everything is so petty. So petty. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll buy a house. I don't know.
And you'll be president of the HOA.
Well, have we ever talked about what the legend of May Long and Dauphin was?
No.
Have we ever talked about... Brent, do you know the reason May Long was such a legendary thing?
In Dauphin?
Yes. Clear Lake in specific?
I probably do. I just
do you know the room?
The rumor? No. Yeah. No.
The legend of Clear Lake of May Long? Do you guys know? Wait, are you guys serious?
No, I'm serious.
Carter, do you know?
No, I just write songs about it.
Is that when the hatchet guy came and killed people? No.
No, the lore of Clear Lake before our time.
No.
On May... Oh, my God. Carter, you don't know either?
Seriously, no.
This is why May Long at Clear Lake was the biggest deal in the world. Is because, like, in 1994, Playboy... had a list of the number one places to get laid on May Long weekend in the world. And I think Clear Lake was like number one or two or something on the list. You guys didn't know that? Brent, have you ever heard that story?
No, I remember Clear Lake being on a list.
Yeah, it was this Playboy like number one places to get laid on Clear Long, on May Long. Like, yeah, for real. And I think it's been factually, maybe it's an urban legend. I don't know.
I think it would have to be another Clear Lake, but yes.
Clear Lake, Manitoba, I'm pretty sure.
Now, would Playboy be politically correct to call it Wasagaming or what? No, I'm trying to Google it here.
Oh, it's going to be a hard one to find right now. But there's got to be a couple Clear Lake.
Let me just... Okay, which month? I'll just consult my leather-bound editions here.
Yeah. Actually, I might have a couple boxes in the farm.
Oh, you don't have the classy stuff. You got the
the trashy stuff.
The Ethelbert special. You got I heard a funny. Oh, what was it? I heard some funny names for like 1970s like porno mags, like Pinnacle or something, like Fleet. Like those are actually like 80s sports car trading companies. Yeah. But it was sort of the same thing.
Golf balls.
Exactly. Those are, yeah.
You know, a Pinnacle was the most average golf ball there ever was, wasn't it? If you were on a course and you found a nice, you know, Top Flight Magna or a Titleist, that was like great. And if you found like just a regular Top Flight or what was a cheaper golf ball?
XL. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you found a Pinnacle, it was like not too bad, not too good. Normally they were a different color, but you'd find a lot of Pinnacles.
Do have one update, sort of sad one. A week ago, I finished Twin Peaks number 17 of The Return, and I just haven't got around to finishing it.
Wait, so which one? 17? Twin is that Peaks the last one?
Second last episode.
You haven't finished second last one?
I haven't watched the last one in a week.
But you did finish the second last one.
Yes.
And you didn't love it?
Love what?
The second last episode.
The Return, it's... That whole series sucks.
Trevor, close your ears.
I'm so glad I haven't watched it.
Oh, you haven't?
No. You've been spoiling it this whole time.
No, I read all about it. The more I know about it, the less I want to know.
Yeah, I hate it.
But it was so... Yeah. When it goes,
you know,
like
the part
back
in a David Lynch movie when it's like in Lost Highway and it's just like an hour of view from the car of a dark highway at night?
Yep.
That's the whole series. It's an intense stretch of just nothing happening for 18 hours.
No, but it all leads up to like in episode 17.
I guess I didn't see the fallout of that yet, but...
No, but that was crazy! He stopped...
It wasn't clear if anything happened.
He stopped it from happening.
Maybe.
And then that guy goes out with the fish in the percolator, and he doesn't find anything. Cover those ears.
No, that's okay. I was almost thinking of watching it this weekend, because Lisa's gone.
No.
Why does this guy all of a sudden with a magic hand be the most important person in the world?
I didn't remember anything about that when I was reading along with you.
Sometimes my arms bend backwards, probably, and all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the green hand?
He punches the orb.
Yeah. There's some fun stuff, but it is stretched.
It was so... Like, you never heard the theme song until that moment and everything. And it was just so uplifting, that episode. And it was just so a cathartic release after 16 episodes of just doldrum. And it just played into the fan service so much. It was like everything was worth it up to to get to this point.
So confused.
And then it all gets destroyed in the end.
And then you're like, I can't believe there's another episode left. This is great. And David's like, that one was for you. And this one is for me. And it's just like, well, you know, it ended off on such a cliffhanger and badly last time. He's really going to wrap this up nice with a bow. What?